The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a law student accused of transporting a bomb across Ireland has been remanded in custody with consent to bail. Isabella Perry Sullivan was charged with possession of explosives at a special sitting of Trim District Court in County Meath on Friday evening after a bomb was intercepted in a car near the border in County Monaghan. And for more on this, I'm joined now by crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, Alison Morris. Good evening to you, Alison. Bring us up to speed with where we're at now.
So, as we know, the defendant appeared in court and was granted bail. Now, there was some controversy, especially, I suppose, north of the border, where they believed that that explosive device was headed, with a lot of politicians questioning how she was bailed by the county court and wasn't sent to the special criminal court like her co-accused. But that bail hearing took place. She was granted bail, but was not released because there's quite strict conditions to that bail. And that included a €15,000 surety. That surety, I believe, has been gathered up. But because there is a solicitor strike going on in the south, there was no solicitor to represent her today. And so instead, we had a hearing where she appeared herself and she said, I thought I was being released on bail today. But the judge had said that there is no one to confirm the surety. And this is about making sure that that money is accounted for, that it's legally acquired, that, you know, the Garda can trace the origins of that money. And that is ongoing. Usually you would have a solicitor who would stand up and organise all this for you. But because there is a solicitor strike, she doesn't. So instead, there was another appearance where she appeared and a barrister has then appeared for and asked the judge, can there be another hearing tomorrow, which will take place in Cavan Court, at which point they're hoping to try and verify that €15,000 surety, at which point she could well be released on bail. At this point in time, she's sitting in a sort of limbo situation where bail has been granted, but just not approved. And because there is problems with the legal representation, she still hasn't been released.
The guards, did they object to the bail terms, Alison?
They did object it, but the objection was the seriousness of the offence. Now, that's not really a statutory reason to oppose bail. Usually you would have reasons which are reasons for opposing bail, which is interference with witnesses. And that wouldn't apply in this case because all the witnesses will either be police officers or members of the intelligence services, or it could be flight risk or risk of reoffending, which was mentioned. And we do know that both the people who have been charged in connection with this bomb are members of SURA, which is widely believed to be the political wing of the new RA, and so they are politically involved. But it was argued against this and said that she wasn't a flight risk and also that she has some quite complex health needs, which would be very difficult to manage in prison. So as of now, she remains in prison, she remains remanded, but with bail granted. Tomorrow there'll be another hearing. Whether or not that manages to meet the test for her to be released on bail or not remains to be seen. But if it does, she will be released tomorrow with really strict bail conditions, which include surrendering passport, signing on at a police station every day and a nighttime curfew and lots of other restrictions.
Okay. A couple of things before you go. A young woman being involved in this, we've often seen young men. This is unusual in and of itself. And I suppose serious nature of the explosives involved, not seen really since the Troubles.
You know, it really hasn't. And the fact is that we do see very young men becoming involved in this sort of dissident or violent republicanism in Northern Ireland. Particularly people would know, they'll see those images from Derry at Easter where you see very young men involved in street violence or attacks on police. And even if you go back to the 2019 murder of Laura McKee, there was teenagers who were arrested and questioned in relation to that. It's very unusual to see a woman charged with these offences. Now, women have been involved politically in that dissident republican movement, but it's unusual to see someone involved in such an active role and such a young woman. And again, and I don't like to say this because it sounds as if, you know, everyone involved in that branch of republicanism comes from one social set, but a young woman who, let's face it, is from a very middle class, very educated, she was training to be a barrister, all of that is very unusual when you look at the profile of what might make up someone who would be arrested for this kind of activity, especially in 2026, and that's key.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Alison Morris, their crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.